This is Earth and Sky. For over 20 years, scientists with the Ocean Drilling Program have been taking long cores from the sea floor.
These cores tell them about Earth's ancient climate, how continents have moved over time, and much more. But there are limits to what this program could achieve. For example, it's thought that many earthquakes begin more than 5 kilometers or 3 miles below the sea floor.
But the program's current ship, the Geoides Resolution, can't drill more than about 2 kilometers, slightly over a mile, into the sea floor. Meanwhile, some companies drill twice that deep in search of oil. Ted Moore, a marine geologist at the University of Michigan, says drilling even deeper might answer some fundamental questions about earthquakes.
We don't know the physical character of the zone in which earthquakes occur. Is it a crumbled mess? Is it a hard and rigid slip face? Is it a zone or is it a surface? Are there high fluid pressures involved?
Moore is helping to develop a new drilling program called the Integrated Ocean Drilling Program. A new ship is being built for the project by the Japanese government. It might reach deep enough to study the places where earthquakes occur. The first drilling will begin in the coming year. Special thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.